そうか、ノノバババ。
Well, what was your question we did? We'll do it later, but I don't want to forget that. The question you asked the first day we did the... About what? Oh, I got that right there.
Luigi?
Okay, so it's... I'm sorry, mem... What did I say? Mem hei amid beis. All right, so we'll go over it again. Actually, I mean, it's a good thing we go over it again, anyways, because we were, you know, I mean,
that's better or
Yeah, hello. All right, we're just getting our feet wet in the sugya anyway, so we'll straighten it out now. Okay. So, I found another Rashi, by the way. Avi? Yeah, I found another Rashi. It seems, say, a different shot. I mean, see the Ritva. The Ritva is very good. I had the place to read me the Ritva this morning, and I see a little different, a couple changes here. But basically, I think the ideas were pretty much, I mean, the same. It's just the where they... you know, where they apply. So let's take the sugya is on. Oh, it's on now? Okay. It's on, right? Yeah. Okay, so the sugya is mem hei amid beis. All right, the sugya is like this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Lulav shiva v'sukkah yom echad. Okay? So he holds to make a bracha on lulav for 7 days. But sukkah is only... Yom Echad, first day. Okay. Yom Echad. And he explains the reason why. My timer. Lulav the Mifsiki Lelos Mi Yomim Kol Yumo Mitzvah Bape Nafshehu. Sukkad Lo Mifsiki Lelos Mi Yomim Kulu Shiva Kechad Yom Aricha Damo. Okay. Yeah. So, what is Shmuel's what's the reasoning of Shmuel? What's Shmuel's reasoning? I mean, that even though you go out of the sukkah, you break your kfiyas from the sukkah, but it doesn't matter. Why? Because it's one mitzvah. It's called shiva, and a sukkah stays with shiva. Shiva is one kfiyas in the sukkah, and one kfiyas in the sukkah is one mitzvah. It's like one Yom Arichta. So even though the Gavra breaks his kfiyas and he goes out to do other things and comes back, it's a new Maisa mitzvah. It doesn't matter, according to Shmuel. Why? Because it's all one Yom Arichta. What's Shmuel's for? Why is one Yom Arichta? But the Gavra broke his kfiyas and now he's coming back again. He's doing a new Maisa mitzvah. So the answer is, according to Shmuel, the bracha is structured according to the structure of the mitzvah itself. According to the bracha reflects the structure of the mitzvah itself. And in the mitzvah of sukkah, the structure of the mitzvah is simply one entity. So the fact that the gavra breaks his kfiyas, that's a separate halacha under the dikduke ha-mitzvah. That a person pturim, a certain pturim a person has, he has a right to be yotzei litzrachov. These are dikdukei mitzvah, and the specifics of the mitzvah. Mitztayer is patur min hasukkah. He can go into the house. Yardu gishomim. There are many things that are pturim in the mitzvah, but the intrinsic structure of the mitzvah mitaraisa is one uniform entity, one continuous mitzvah, is one continuum, and therefore, according to Shmuel, the bracha has to be niskan based on the intrinsic structure of the mitzvah, not on the on the permutations of the Gavra in terms of his Kiyama mitzvah. But the bracha is, the bracha is a Birkas Shevach, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvos of Tzivanu, so the bracha has to reflect the integral structure of the mitzvah. And the structure of the mitzvah is one continuum. So he can't be a mevorech just because of his individual methods of kiyum. That doesn't warrant a bracha. A bracha is only where the asiyah, his asiyah, is aligned with the structure of the mitzvah itself. So if because of certain pturim or certain individual circumstances he disengages himself from the mitzvah and then he reengages, that doesn't warrant the bracha. The bracha would be incorrect, because the bracha would imply that it's a new ma'isa mitzvah, and it's not a new ma'isa mitzvah. It's the same ma'isa mitzvah. So he can only be mevarch the first time. The first time he has a right to be mevarch, because at that time the tzuras ha-mitzvah and his ma'isa ha-mitzvah coincide. They commensurate. So where his ma'isa ha-mitzvah is commensurate with the tzuras ha-mitzvah, then and only then does it warrant a bracha. But where because of certain situations he removes himself from the mitzvah, he has no right to be mevarch anymore on the mitzvah. He simply has no right to be mevarech. That's because he disengaged, and he's involved again in asiyas ha-mitzvah. In other words, I mean, what we're saying in Shmuel is, what's different? What we're saying in Shmuel, and I didn't see anybody that says it, but the way we're explaining Shmuel is not that Shmuel maintains that the first bracha covers every subsequent asiyah. Because that's a difficult concept to say. I mean, he was mafsik, and how is his next maisa covered by the original bracha? That would be a very difficult position. So what we're saying in Shmuel is that the nature of the bracha is a birkas shevach, and the Birkas Shevach was niskan on the mitzvah kitzurasa. And when his asiyah engages the mitzvah kitzurasa, so then the bracha is warranted. But otherwise, bracha is inappropriate, because the bracha is unrelated to the cheftza shel mitzvah kitzurasa midaraisa. And then the person has no right to be a mevarach. So therefore, he's only mevarach once. That's the way we're explaining Shmuel. All right? Yes?
Is this a universal principle about all brachos, or is it
universal? It's going to be, whenever you have a mitzvah, which is one continuum, just like by tefillin, wherever you have a mitzvah which is one continuum, and the individual removes himself from the mitzvah, and then he comes back and involves himself in the mitzvah again. So even though there's a hefsek gomer between the two asiyas, but he has no right to be mevorech, because the bracha is not in line with the structure, with the absolute structure of the mitzvah midaraisa. And since it's not in line with the absolute structure of the mitzvah midaraisa, it doesn't warrant, it's not a place for a bracha. Bracha is where you're engaging in the mitzvah kitzurasa. But where, because of particular reasons, you disengage from the mitzvah, now you're doing the ma'aseh again, it doesn't warrant the bracha. You said it, it's not a time you said already the bracha. You said the bracha on the mitzvah already. You can't do it again. You can't repeat the bracha. Your asiyah now is not covered by a bracha. Shmuel doesn't seem to be, that's not a concern. So you can't. So that's it? Yes?
What about Talas? If you don't have a mindset back on, then you go to the bathroom and you just
make another problem. By Talas?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's all the same thing.
Okay. Now, let's see. So that's Shmuel. That's Shmuel's halacha.
Right.
Yes?
Let's say a guy can sit in the first day. Will he still make his problem?
Second day? Yes, absolutely, absolutely, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, because now he's... No, that doesn't mean he has to. He's not making the bracha on Shivas Yomim. He's making the bracha on the fact that right now he's doing what the mitzvah midaraisa is to be kaveh himself now in the sukkah. He didn't do it yet. If he didn't do it yet, if he's starting the mitzvah, so then he'd be a mevarach. But only the first time. I mean, only the first time. He's being the kind of mitzvah basukas teisha shivas yomim. But if he disengages, then that goes under separate pturim. So over there, there's no place for bracha anymore. He was mevarach already. Okay, that's Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel's halacha is you don't have to. It's not a halacha that everything you do has to be covered by a bracha. That's not the concept. Because obviously if he's mafsik, so then the next asiyah has nothing to do with it. It's not covered by the previous, there's no sheikhs, the previous bracha is a hefsik. But he's not concerned about that. He's concerned about the nature of bracha. The nature of bracha is that it has to reflect the entity of mitzvah. So when you engage in the entity, and now it is considered the beginning of the onset of the entity midaraisa, so then you're mavarach. But you can't make it, you can't break up the entity. In other words, it's one entity. Even if you start the second day, but it's still one entity. It's an honest the first day, start the second day, it's still one entity. But you can't make another bracha because your asiyah is going to render it into another entity. And in nature, the mitzvah is one entity. Whenever he does it, it's one entity. It's one continuum. So the bracha can only be mevarach where your asiyah is in line with the nature of the mitzvah itself. But you can't take a mitzvah whose nature is one continuum and make several brachas implying that there's several mitzvahs. You can't do that because that's your personal permutation, but it's not the tzuras ha-mitzvah. It's not the tzuras ha-mitzvah. That's what Shmuel said. That's Shmuel Svar. Okay? Okay. But lulav, he says, is shiva. Why? Because mifsiki lelos miyamim. Okay, so kol yuma mitzvah bapei nafshu. So over there he says, over there the entity itself breaks itself up into separate units. Okay? So where the entity, in other words, wherever you're always mevarach when there's a new unit of asiyah. But the new unit of asiyah is nikva not by your personal, how you handle the mitzvah, but it's nikva by the mitzvah itself. So over here, the mitzvah slulav is seven discrete units. So therefore, seven discrete units demands seven separate brachas. That's Shmuel's logic. Okay? All right. That's Shmuel's logic, okay. Yeah. Okay. The Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar, Rabbi Yechanan Sukkah Shiva, the Lulav Yom Echad. He holds just the opposite. He says, Rabbi Yechanan says that Sukkah is Shiva, and Lulav is Yom Echad. My timer, sukkah to rice or shiva, lulav the rabbanan sagi lulav chad yom. Okay. So sukkah shiva, he holds why? Because he holds that the bracha is related to the asiyas mitzvah. In other words, every asiyah a person does, he has to do under a bracha. The asiyah has to be an asiyah, the bracha qualifies the asiyah. So therefore, it's not dependent upon the mitzvah midaraisa ketzerasa. It's not the absolute mitzvah, but it's simply the asiyah of the gavra demands a birkas shevach. So it'll depend upon how many units of asiyah. Okay. So therefore, he holds it doesn't matter what the tzura. So the bracha has nothing to do with the intrinsic structure of the mitzvah. It has to do purely with the asiyah of gavra. And since the asiyas agavra is broken up because of the way he performed the mitzvah, it's broken up into several units, so the bracha has to be nikva according, the bracha is commensurate with the units in which he breaks it up into. It's the kiyum, the maisa ha-mitzvah demands a bracha. So the question is bracha on the individual's performance, individual's maisa ha-mitzvah, or the bracha is a birkas shevach that reflects the tzuras on mitzvah as it is midaraisa. Okay, that's the machlokes. Okay. Now when we come to lulav, so he says the exact reverse. What does he say? He says, lulav yom echad. Why? Because he says, sukkah deraisa is shiva, but lulav is rabban and sagile b'chad yuma. Okay, so the Ritva, and my son read me the Ritva today. The Ritva wants to say simply that this is a sheet to the Gemara later. I don't think Rashi's learned that way, because Rashi doesn't say it. Sheet to the Gemara later that held Rav Shimon Levi says that you don't make a bracha on drabbans in general. So the Ritva wants to learn that this Gemara, that's what this Gemara means. Rashi doesn't seem to be learning that way, because Rashi should have just said that. Rashi should have said, aim the bracha on all drabbans. Okay, like Rashi says later. He says, "Mikan ve'elach digmas mitzvah sekenim." So Rashi says on the Memvav Amanaf, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'siyato udrabbanan loy boy bracha." Rashi said it over here. So, but the Ritva learns that way. But Rashi apparently learns a different idea that zecha l'migdash is different. So, if you want to learn like the Ritva, though, I mean, it's not that far off, though, in terms of the svara. So for simplification, you can learn like the Ritva, that what is the machlokas really, Amoroyim, whether or not you make a bracha on a drabanan? What's the machlokas? What's the machlokas here? So, yeah, but Tanoim. What's the machlokas? See, apparently Rashi didn't want to learn that Rabbi Yochanan held that way. Rabbi Yochanan held, you don't make a bracha on the Rabbanan. That's a far-fetched thing. So, but the question is like this. The question is, when you make a bracha, so the bracha you're making is on the meta-halachic structure of mitzvah. On the structure itself of mitzvah. So, therefore, what he's saying, if you can learn the sugya like the Ritva, so you learn that he holds by the shita, that you don't make a bracha on the drabanans. So, the idea would be, because the drabanan have no right to produce a new halachic entity. And therefore, since they can't produce a new halachic entity, so there's nothing to be mavarach on. You see? Halachic entities can only be produced by Pi Agvura. But the Rabbanan can't really produce a new phenomenon of a halachic entity. You see, a halachic entity. It's a different, the Rabbanan is a different, it's true, the Rabbanan have a right, they have a right to be Machayev, but it's a different kind of a thing. It's they can't be mosif on the mitzvah and create a new entity of mitzvah. What they could do is they can create a geder, a siyog, but it's a different kind of a concept. Intrinsically, it's a different kind of a phenomenon. But it's not the same thing as the reisa. If they say it's the reisa, the Ram says the Baal Tosef. Okay? So to produce a new meta-halachic phenomenon the Rabbanan can't do. So therefore those shittas hold that on a Rabbanan there is no bracha. Because bracha is only warranted where you have the actual halachic phenomenon. And the Rabbanan have a right to protect the phenomenon, they have a right to create a geder, or even to take something that's a kiyum midaraisa and to enforce it, but their structure is not nitfas like a structure midaraisa as an abstract halachic phenomenon. It's just a different kind of halacha. So the question is, so therefore they hold that there's no concept of bracha when you don't have a real meta-halachic structure. Meta-halachic structure is only Pi Agvura, not Midrabanan. So that's why they hold there's no bracha mirabana. So according to Ritva, that's the position here of Rabbi Yechon, of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. That sukkah shiva v'lulav yimachah. My time of sukkah deraisa is shiva lulav drabban and saigle b'chad yuma. If Ritva is learning, you hold simply by drabbanans, you don't make a bracha. Okay. Yeah. They get it right then, man. But it is a real derisive.
Pardon me?
It's really a real derisive.
Yeah, just
yeah.
The Rabbanan
right to implement them. They have right to implement them. Right. That's right. That's right. Okay. So that's really that's the way the Ritva learns. That's the way the Ritva learns. But Rashi seems to learn differently, because Rashi says Vav Pishen Nitl Kol Shiva Zechel Migdash. The way we want to interpret Rashi was a similar idea, but what Rashi was concerned with, not Rashi held on the Rabbanans that you don't make a bracha, but Rashi held that since it's Zecha LeMikdash, it's one Tamla Dovar, it's not a separate entity mit Rabbanan, it's one Zecha, one Kiyum of Zecha LeMikdash, so that then it doesn't break up into separate units. Because there is no new phenomenon the second day than there is the first day. Okay? There's no new halachic phenomenon the second day than there is the first day. It's the same thing. It's all Zechel HaMikdash. You see, to have a separate unit, that only Midaraisa, Tark can create a separate unit. But Yom Rishon is Menatara. Because on Yom Rishon, that there you have the Deraisa. And on Yom Rishon, once you have the bracha on Yom Rishon, so already now the second day and the third day and the fourth day you can't be mevarach anymore because you had already the bracha. Okay. So, but at any rate, let's just the svara is going to be basically the same svara, that the basic underlying idea is that drabbanans are not new halachic entities, and therefore they don't warrant bracha. Okay, that's the svara of Rabbi Yechon. Okay. So you have two positions, okay? You have two positions, two machlokas. A machlokas with regard to whether bracha is on the mitzvah kitzur, reflects the mitzvah kitzurasa, and therefore if it's a mitzvah of one continuum, it's only one bracha. If you'd say two brachas, you'd be misinterpreting the mitzvah. Or the mitzvah goes on the asiyas agavra, in which case it'll multiply according to his asiyas. And then you have a machlokes on drabbanans. Do you make a bracha on a drabbanan or not? So the question is, the side that we have to explain is, the argument seems very powerful that you shouldn't make a bracha on a drabbanan because it's true, because drabbanan can't create new entities. The entities are already created midaraisa and nobody can add to those entities. So therefore you can't make a bracha on it. There's no chefza to make a bracha on. So what is the shita that holds? And that's the last shita. Kiyosa Ravin Omar Rav Yochanan Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Shiva. So he holds like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana with regard to Sukkah, that it goes on the Maisa the Gavra. But he holds like Shmuel that Lulav Shiva, he combines both, that Lulav Shiva, because even though it's Drabbanan, you still make a bracha. So the question is, what's the Svara? Why should I say that I make a bracha on a Drabbanan if in fact the argument of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is a very powerful argument that there's no entity? There's no entity. So how can you make a bracha? I mean, how could you compare the Raisa to Rabbanan? And in the Raisa, you're dealing with a certain reality of halachic structure, and in the Rabbanan, you're not. It's just they're protecting their right to tell you what to do, but to protect it, but they can't create a new phenomenon of halacha. So what is the answer? They can't create a new phenomenon, a new halachic phenomenon. That would be Baltasif. So what's the answer? How do we make a bracha on Rabbanans? So how can we explain that? So the answer is because the bracha on a drabbanon is a different kind of a bracha. That's the answer. The answer is because the bracha on a drabbanon is based on the concept of mitzvah l'shmo d'vrei chachamim. Mitzvah l'shmo d'vrei chachamim. So drabbanon don't create new entities. I mean, that's... That's an important concept in the sugya. The rabbanis don't create new entities. You can't create. You can't be mosu on the entities. There are only a certain amount of halachic entities. That's mipia gvura, and you can't add to that. But the chachamim, the Torah, the Torah tells you not that the chachamim can create new halachic entities, because you can't add to those entities. But mitzvah l'shma devar chachamim. That's the mitzvah. So they have a right to introduce things under a different framework. A different framework. And that framework is mitzvah l'shma devar chachamim. So that's according to the way we hold, that you are mevarach on the rabbanon, and it's a different kind of a bracha. It's not a bracha on the halachic entities, which you can't add to, but it's a bracha on the mitzvah. A different hechon kitchanu, that's what it means. Hechon sivanu. So the Gemara says, milo sasur, shalavich v'yageidcha. Okay? So in other words, it's a different vitzivanu. It's a different vitzivanu. The tzivanu is, tzivanu l'shmo adivir chachamim. So it's a different concept. So when you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah, it's not the same kind of a bracha as you make on Lulav Yom Rishon or on Sukkah, because there the bracha is on the entity of the which is an entity of mitzvah, certain reality of mitzvah. But in Drabbanon, it's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah l'shmo adivrei chachamim. So all the takanas that the Chachamim make come under that heading. What is the phenomenon? Why are they halachic phenomenon? Not that the Chachamim can produce new halachic realia. They can't produce new realities halachically. But the Chachamim simply have a right of instruction. So they can instruct you to do certain things. So under instruction, they can set up certain things that you should do in a certain structured manner. But it all comes under the heading of instruction. That's the category. So the drabbanans are never, it's not, never the same as the deraisa. They're never in the same framework. It's a completely different context. It means that the chachomim, the Torah gave the right to the chachomim to instruct, and we have an obligation to follow that instruction. So therefore, the bracha is really on the mitzvah to follow their instruction. That's the machlekes. The machlekes is there a bracha like that? That's the machlekes. Very basic machlekes. Yes.
Why don't we always say then,
Because it wouldn't be specific enough. The reason why you don't make the bracha l'shma derech chachamim is because the bracha wouldn't be related to the mitzvah. Because it's always nice to chacham tells you something. It's mitzvah l'shma derech chachamim, but you mean mitzvah l'shma derech chachamim in a specific way, in this manner. Okay, it comes under a general heading, mitzvah l'shma derech chachamim, but the mitzvah l'shma derech chachamim is really in specific. It's structured over here in halachic form. It's in halachic form, so they have a right to create a halachic form that comes under the mitzvah l'shma derech chachamim. But whatever they create is not a halachic reality. In the sense that a mitzvah midaraisa is, it's a different kind of a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon that the Torah gave them a right to create takanais, and because it's mitzvah l'shma devar chachamim, so they have a right to structure their takana. But whatever they structure is not the same phenomenon as the deraisa. It all comes under the heading of lo sasur min hadavar she'yagidu chol yom u'smol, and that's what it means. So it's mitzvah l'shma devar chachamim. Yes. Yes. So. Right. Yeah. Well, the Gemara is right over here. Okay. Yes.
Why
he speaks That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. They can't do that, you know, because it's not the same thing. It's not the halachic reality is not the same. It's not halachic reality. It's not halachic reality of an entity, mipiyak vura. It doesn't have that. It's not that reality. It's from people. It's from. That's a separate thing. But that's a separate thing. When they instruct you, they can't just instruct you in a slipshod manner. They have to instruct you in a certain way where it reflects a derisa. That's the nature. I don't understand what you're talking about. It doesn't make any sense. Because the bracha is only on one thing. A bracha is only on halachic reality. There's no halachic reality after Eila Dvarim, that's it. There's nothing more you can add. So now you can't make a bracha on it because it's not an entity. It's not an entity. It's a separate concept altogether. It's a separate concept that the Torah says you have to follow what they say. And what do they say and how they say it? There are certain rules and regulations for how they do it. They can't just say things. I mean, they're all in their instruction, they're bound by a certain system. But it doesn't take it out of the category of instruction. That's what it is. It's instruction. Drabbanan is instruction. It's a different kind of a phenomenon altogether. I mean, that's what the Gemara is saying over here. If it's a different kind of phenomenon, you can't say just like this wants a bracha, that wants a bracha. It's qualitatively differentiated. It's a different kind of phenomenon.
What?
We go forward, not backwards. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a yisod, basically. It's a yisod and understanding your abundance, the derisas. Go ahead. Okay, I'll get to that. I had a chance to look over the seal, but I have to change that a little bit. The revolt was very helpful. But anyway, the diak was good. But I think it's very hard to know what by that one word what it means, but later it becomes clear. Well, we'll come back to it. Okay. All right, so that's really, I mean, it's the yisod and the das, basically. It's not just a small point. I mean, it's a major point. It's a major point. And that's why you have a machlekes over here, whether you have machlekes, Yerechi, Rabbi Yechon, and Zakei, Vesiyanto, that the hell you can't make a bracha on the Rabbanan. I mean, it's a big position. It's not reflected in the bracha. It's true, the Vitzivano is a different Vitzivano. It's a different kind of a phenomenon. It's a different kind of a bracha. It's a bracha on the fact that God commended us, Lishmo Adir Chachamim. That's it. Different kind of concept. The hell that also wants a bracha. That also wants a bracha. That also wants a bracha. That's the machlekes. The machlekes is, does that kind of a, that kind of an injunction, is that lend itself to bracha? I want to go further. But that's the machlekes. Okay, yes?
Did you touch the topic of
Minig Nevi'im? No.
Yeah. On Mim Dal Alam Alam?
Yeah.
That Rabbi Yochanan holds that you do make a bracha on the Alam.
Okay.
And that's Minig Nevi'im. It's not Deraisa.
Right.
Yourself holds that you do make a bracha on the
I mean, that's a Rashi also, right? Yeah, but there's two sheetahs according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's Rabbah Bar Bar Chana according to Rabbi Yochanan, and there's Ravin according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, and it's a good point they mentioned, because I mean, how can you say Rabbi Yochanan also? And that's why I say Rashi doesn't want to learn like the Rizvah. But anyways.
So in other words, he's saying the bracha on the Asiya of Wasasha.
What?
When you say bracha seven times, you're saying it on the Asiya of Wasasha.
Right.
On the Asiya, that's right, every instruction. In other words, they made separate units, and the separate units are separate units of instruction. So every time I have a new instruction, I make another bracha. But it's an instruction. Don't confuse the entity with the deraisi. That would be the emosif on the Torah. You can't emosif on the Torah. Torah is the only thing that has absolute halachic reality. Drabbanan, that's b'dei Adam. So Adam has a right to protect the Torah. Shmartam es mishmarti, a right to give instruction. But not to add to the realities of the halacha, you can't do that. So, but that itself is a mitzvah. So the question is whether that mitzvah warrants a bracha. That's the question. Okay.
What I'm asking is, does Lord Sasu is usually, you know, the small direct Muhammad, yes, does not have a direct expression in Maisa. But whenever you do anything that's Darabanan, that becomes a seal of Lord Sasu.
Yeah, in a different manner. In a different manner. It's in a seal of Lord Sasu in a different manner because you're listening to the Chacham.
Right.
Because the Torah says, listen to the Chacham. So in that sense, you're listening to the Torah. But it's a different sense than when you're listening to the Torah and following halachic reality the Torah created. That's a different thing. The question is there bracha on that tzivoy? And that tzivoy, does that warrant a bracha? That's the question. It's really a fundamental idea. Fundamental idea. Just give me a second. She learns differently. See, you're asking a good question. That's what we took when we were here. The way we interpret a Rashi, before I saw the Ritva, actually it's a good thing I didn't see the Ritva first here, but the way we interpret a Rashi is that Rashi's not learning that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't make a bracha on a drabonon, because that would be a far-fetched thing. The Ritva learns that way, but it would be a far-fetched thing to say Rabbi Yochanan held that way. I mean, you don't make a bracha on a drabonon, Rabbi Yochanan held that way. It's very hard. So Rashi learns that Rabbi Yochanan held you make a bracha on the Rabbanans. But over here in specific, you wouldn't. Even though by Ner Chanukah you would, because by Ner Chanukah the Chacham will misaken everyone as a separate entity of Chiyuv, because Shvachos Shel Makom, Pirsum, and 8 units of Pirsum and Nisa, so there you make a separate bracha. But over here, it's all, it's like Rashi says, it should be nitl kol shiva. The lulav should be nitl kol shiva zeichel mikdash. So therefore it only warrants one. It only warrants one bracha. And you can't say that every day is a new entity because there is no real entity that are abundant to differentiate. And they're abundant, it's simply one concept of shein nitl kol shiva. So that's one concept. So that's why it says sagi biyom echad. Because it means that the first bracha covers it. But the first bracha covers it in a strange way. Because it's not that the first day you chayef to do it because of the Rabbani, you can't say that. You see, the first day you chayef midaraisa. You can't say you chayef, why am I chayef the first day? I'm chayef the first day to do it because of Zechel HaMikdash. First day you chayef midaraisa. So the deraisa rules out any other consideration. You only have the deraisa. But the second day, the Chachamim now are mitzaref the first day, and they say that the yesterday is day one, and now we're being mitzaref 6 more days to create an entity of Zechel HaMikdash Shehe Nitl Kol Shiva. But now you can't. Now it doesn't want any bracha already because the bracha you had already the first day. In other words, in retrospect, you had the bracha already. So that's why it's Sagilei Biyom B'chad Yuma, that the way this Rabbanan works out is an unusual situation. Because the first day you do it because of the deraisa, but then the second day you say I want to be nittel kol shiva. So now they mitzaref the first day to the rest of the days, and they create a phenomenon of nittel kol shiva. But then already you have the bracha for the first day, so you can't be mevarch anymore. That's why the Gemara uses the expression according to Rashi. It fits in very nicely. That's why it says sagile b'chad yuma. What is sagile b'chad yuma? The Gemara should have said according to Rav, the Gemara should have said my time of sukkah deraisa is shiva. Lulav Drabanan is Einu Mavarach. That's it. Einu Mavarach Drabanan. But the way we were Medayak and Rashi, Rashi's not learning like the Ritva. He says what Rashi is learning, is explaining by Nitl Kol Shiva, is that the concept of Nitl Kol Shiva will not lend itself to separate units, separate entities. Because since Drabanan is not, that he agrees with the Ritva, since Drabanan is not an, it doesn't, Midarais, if you had whatever, if you had a, even if the Torah would say that this is Eichel HaMikdash, if there'd be such a thing, Midarais, it wouldn't matter. Because everything Midarais is a separate halachic entity. And that's the way the Derisa works. Drabanan doesn't work that way. Because Drabanan can't create the halachic realities. So therefore, if there is a separate Tzuras of Mitzvah, like by Ner Chanukah, so then it's every day is a separate Mitzvah. But where it's Shehei Nitl Kol Shiva, it's subsumed under one phenomenon of being Nitl Kol Shiva, then you can't say every day is a separate unit. So, because it's all one instruction. It's all one tamadover. It's Eichel HaMikdash. So therefore, each day you don't have a break. So you never have new phenomena of mitzvah, of entities of mitzvah, because you're dealing in the range of the Rabbanah. The range of Rabbanah doesn't lend itself to that separate units, because there's no substance, intrinsic substance of mitzvah. It's just mitzvah from other Racham. There's no intrinsic substance. So Zeichel HaMikdash is one. And that's why the Gemara expresses itself that way, Sagile b'chad yuma, because what the Gemara means is the nature of the Zeichel HaMikdash is such that the first day you do Midoraisa, and now the second day you say, I'm being mitzaref to the first day, six more units to create a Zeichel HaMikdash. That already, you had already, you can't be Mavarch now anymore. So you had already the bracha lemafreya, so to speak, will cover you on the Zeichel HaMikdash. That when you do it the second day, it will come out the first day's bracha covered you already. So therefore, Sagale b'chad yuma. The Gemara's expression of Sagale b'chad yuma, according to Rashi, is very precise. Okay, that's a good question. But that's what we learn in Rashi. Rashi will learn differently than the Ritva. And the reason we said is because Rashi didn't want to learn that Rabbi Yochanan held you not mafarach on the Rabban. That's a very hard, difficult position. Okay. But even in the Ritva, the idea, the fundamental yesod is that the Rabbanans are different. And that's a yesod in the dust, that the Rabbanans are different. Rabbanan can't create intrinsic halachic entities. It's just they have the right to give instruction, and mitzvah shmah derech hachamim, and that's why we do it. Because the Torah says to listen. And then call the Rabbanan came to rise, simply had that, those are rules for their instruction. When they can't just create the things for us to do without following a certain pattern. They're restricted to a certain pattern. Okay.
Strange that the bracha is good because it's a different
vitzivanu. No, that's vechon sivanu. It's a different vitzivanu. It's a different vitzivanu. It's not a vitzivanu of halachic realities that have intrinsic existence before God. It's a different idea. It's a different idea. It's mitzvah. That's only tayag. You can't be mosif. You can't add to these realities. There's only a certain amount of halachic realities you can't add to them. But the Chachamim have a right to tell you, to instruct you, to protect the mitzvos, and we must listen. So that's a different framework, a different conceptual framework altogether. Different framework.
That makes Sagalei b'chad yuma more difficult because the bracha was in a different mitzvah.
Yeah, the Gemara shouldn't have said Sagalei b'chad yuma. The Gemara should have said the Einu Mavarach.
Right, but I mean, even the way the Gemara does say it, it's a difficult way to say it. Idea because it's a different
mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah, right.
So I'm saying it's difficult.
Yeah, but that's a different problem. That's a problem that you have to take up somewhere else. That Eichon Sivano. I mean, if you're going to learn like Rashi, so Rabbi Yochanan is already assuming that it's Rabbanu Zimei, make a bracha. He's coming to the sugya with that assumption. And now he's saying in this framework, it's Sagalei b'chad yuma. Because it's Zeichel HaMikdash Sheyei Nitl Kol Shiva. It's a different kind of a takana. That should be Nitl Kol Shiva. Okay? What does Shmuel hold? Yeah, because... Okay, it's a good question. Yeah, let me take another question first. All right? Okay? Okay. Yes. Rashi, if you didn't do it the first day, so then you can make the bracha the second day. That's a good possibility. That's a good possibility. According to the law, you couldn't. That would be good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Now, your question is, Joel's question is, after you get finished with Rashi, so what does Shmuel hold? But Shmuel maintains that you do seven. Yeah. But the answer is because Shmuel maintains that the mitzvah of Shmuel Divrei Chachamim is measured out in units of Shmia. Every time you do something else, so it doesn't matter the intrinsic nature of the mitzvah, but the bracha is every time you're mekayim shmia. So it doesn't matter if it's one zechel mikdash, but every day you're listening again. So now you're doing it again. So it's in the mice of shmia. That's what Shmuel maintains. And that's what we are. Okay.
According to Shmuel, it's less of a entity than.
According to Shmuel. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's where it is now. Okay. All right. Okay. So what is... So there's one thing we wanted to say. I think we're going to have to revisit it. But we were bothered by Rashi, where Rashi says Sukkah Shiva, so Rashi says Levracha. Okay? Sukkah Shiva Levracha. So the thing that bothered us was, why did Rashi say, when it says in the beginning, Amar Vid Amar Shmuel, Lulav Shiva, so Rashi should have said Levracha. Right? I mean, why does Rashi wait till here to say Sukkah Shiva Levracha? That was a problem we had in Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say right away? Lulav Shiva, Levracha. Okay? Rashi says later in the Gemara, Lulav Shiva, Levracha, you understand why he has to say it that way. But over here, it's very different. Why did he wait for Sukkah? So I took a look. We had a different possibility, but I took a look at the Rashi later, and the Ritva was very helpful. Because take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, when the Gemara equates it to Tefillin, the Gemara is daf mem vav and off. Calls man shem meinichon. The Gemara says, "Vafilu cholton meinichon mea pamin b'yom." You're still going to make a bracha. That's because that's the sheet of that's like Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The gabe sukkah nami afagav the lo mifsiki lelos miyomim ukechad yom arichahu mevorchin olei b'chol yom du dumya d'chol etzumeniach. I say Rashi there. I mean, if you don't want to twist Rashi, you have to come to one conclusion, that Rashi has an unusual shita. That what does Rashi hold? I mean, just a plain shot in Rashi. That what? Afilu cholso menichem epam biyom, gabe sukkah nami, afa gab delo mifsiki lelos miyomim, ukechad yom arichahu, mevorchen alei b'chol yom, tu dum yedachol etzum menich. What does Rashi hold? That's when we wake up in the morning. That's what Rashi holds. I read the Rashi. I could not, couldn't believe it that Rashi really holds that way. Every day. Yeah, even kind of mitzvah, yeshem b'sukkah. That's one time you could do a mitzvah when you're sleeping. I mean, that's one time that's possible. Mekayin the mitzvah, you're sleeping. That's a mitzvah. Yeshem b'sukkah. It's a kin mitzvah when the person's unconscious. As a kin mitzvah. All right. Around here, it's not the common. Most people don't sleep. But I see everybody's tired. But that's not a hefsek. But Rashi maintains that every day you chayiv in another bracha. It's an amazing Rashi. I mean, it's almost. But if you want to be honest with the Rashi, I mean, you don't twist his words. That's what he's saying. So apparently Rashi maintains, when Rashi says, now you go back to when Rashi says, Sukkah Shiva Levracha, what did Rashi mean? Why didn't he say before, Lulav Shiva Levracha? Because Lulav Shiva Levracha, there's nothing to say. It's self-explanatory. You didn't have to say that, you didn't have to add Levracha. But Sukkah Shiva, he added Levracha, he meant that every day, Shiva Levracha, he meant seven brachas. That's what he meant. Seven brachas. You want to? Seven brachas. But this Rashi supports it. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't have had the courage to learn the Rashi. I don't know. I don't understand the Rashi. Rashi means over there. But the Ritva brings down the Shita. That Yesh Omrim, that every day is another bracha. And that's Shita's Rashi, apparently. That's Shita's Rashi. That's the Rashi else. From this Rashi, I mean, it's very hard to die from one word, because you only have one word. There go different possibilities. But from this Rashi over here, it would appear clearly that that's what Rashi meant. That somehow or other, on Sukkot, every day warrants, you get up in the morning, every day warrants a new bracha. Okay?
Every night,
I mean,
you have to say bracha
first night. Yeah, you're right. Every day meaning every unit of day. Yeah, every unit of day. Every unit of day. The question is to understand that theory. I mean, what kind of a svara is that? Because on the surface, what you should say is, if you're going to equate it to tefillin, so tefillin is also all day. But tefillin, the mitzvah in tefillin, the moment you cholets and you put it on again, it's a new ma'isa mitzvah. Does that, so you should say the same thing by sukkah. I mean, it sounds like a very difficult, far-fetched structure, halachic structure in Rashi.
Hello?
I mean, how does Rashi say that? I mean, the person's in the sukkah, he's kaveh himself, the whole mitzvah is a chilosh siyashin of the sukkah, and now he breaks his kviyas, and he starts over again. I mean, that's when it should be, a new bracha. Not a new bracha when he gets up in the at nighttime, he says every day. I know Rashi means every day. Nighttime, daytime, whatever. But once a day, he'll. Yeah, once a day, he'll have a bracha. Okay? And what's going to do with Chol Tzmaniach? That's what I'm saying. When I saw the Rashi, I felt like I didn't know what to do with Rashi. But the Ritva says that there was a shita like that. So obviously, that's Rashi shita. So it requires an explanation. Okay, but the problem is clear. Okay. All right. Yeah, we had one more question we took up. Remember the question between Talmud Torah and between Talmud Torah? How do we get the question of Talmud Torah and Sukkah? Yeah, there's one chilek we made. I mean, a basic chilek. I'm just going to repeat it. It's very basic. Maybe you probably don't need me to tell you this. But the difference between, for instance, Talmud Torah is one continuum, but Talmud Torah is b'chol yom. Okay? And Sukkah is one I keep hearing this in my ear. The difference between, according to Shmuel, as a back feed. Yeah, it's like a back feedback. The difference between Shmuel maintains that Sukkah is one entity. But you don't make a bracha every day. Why is that different than Talmud Torah that is also one continuum? Never a time you put from Talmud Torah. Okay? So, and still you mavarach every day. What's the difference? Somebody will ask, what's the difference? Legitimate question. What's the difference? So what we explained is like this, that the role of the day is different in Talmud Torah than it is in Sukkah. In Talmud Torah, the day is the machayev, because every day you chayev in Talmud Torah. So that's why every day you make a new bracha in Talmud Torah. But in Sukkah, it's not that the gavra every morning is chayev in Sukkah. You must have a Sukkah. The day over there is just a unit of measure to tell you how long the kviyas in the sukkah is. Basukkah's teisha shivas yomim. So the role of the day is a completely different one in sukkah than it is in Talmud Torah. That's why Shmuel said that in sukkah, it's one continuum, and you can't make a bracha every day. But in Talmud Torah, you can make a bracha every day. Because the unit of the day is functioning in a completely different manner in Sukkah than it functions in Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, it functions in terms of delineating the nature and essence of the Chiyuv, which is that every day, b'chol yom, yachayiv in Talmud Torah, and that's the unit of Chiyuv. Okay, but in Sukkah, you can't say the unit of Chiyuv is every day. Every day, I must have a mitzvah Sukkah. There's no such concept. It's simply an extension. It's used as a vehicle of measure for the extension of the mitzvah. How long does the mitzvah extend? So the unit of measure is yom. So where the yom is simply a unit of measure, you're not mevarach on the yom. But where the yom is the nature of the intrinsic machayev, then you mevarach on the yom. So that's the difference, according to Shmuel, between Talmud Torah and between Sukkah, yes? Yes, okay, all right, well let's leave Rashi, 7 units of Kviyas. Well, let's leave Rashi, though, for a moment. Let's take Tesis. It's not going to be that simple to explain Rashi. Yeah, let's take Tesis. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
According to Shmuel? Yeah, okay, it's very simple. Because once Shmuel maintains that the Rabbanon's Yechayev, okay, so now there's no difference Rabbanon the Raisa. Now the only difference is it separate units or one continuum? So he says lulav is separate units and sukkah is one continuum. That's why it'll come out like that. What? No, 1 second, but that's not Shmuel. That's not Shmuel. That's according to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. That's what someone asked me for, because Shmuel maintains mitzvah shmuel derechum. Every time you do a ma'aseh shmi, it's a separate ma'aseh mitzvah. Every time it's a separate ma'aseh shmi. No, you're not listening. Shmuel goes according to the intrinsic structure of the thing, whatever it is. Whether it's Drabbanan or Deraisa, that's a separate question. But is it a separate, is it a discrete unit, or is it a continuum? So discrete unit and continuum is determined by the nature of the thing. So in Sukkah, it's one continuum, but Sukkah Station Shiras Yamin, there's no break. And in Lulav, once you say mitzvah l'shmor d'v'chachamim, it's not one continuum, it's seven discrete units of Shmiah. So that's why each one is mechayev and a bracha. Okay? All right, that's Shmuel. Okay, is it clear? Did I answer your question? Okay. In other words, going to Shmuel, once you line up, once you get rid of the problem of drabbanans, now you have another problem, discrete or continuous. So it's discrete units according to Shmuel. Because once you're chayv and rabban, now it's discrete units. Okay? All right. But Rashi, I said, Rashi definitely needs some kind of explanation. What are we saying? But let's leave it till we finish the Tesis. Okay, I think pretty much you did everything, right? Okay. Let's take the Tesis now. Echod ze v'echod ze shiva. Go ahead, you want to talk about it? Talk about it. In the middle. I don't care, you want to talk about it? You have the last sheet. Ravin, Kiyasa, Ravin, Omar, Biachanan. Echot Zev, Echot Zev, Shiva. Taisvis on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Taisvis Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Yeah. Okay, echot zev, echot zev shiva. Ein sukkah v'lulav shavin levracha. Even though the Gemara says they're both the same, but they're not really both the same. They're not shavin. Why? Ta'alulav ein mevarech ela pam achas bayom. Only once a day. Aval sukkah. Kol emis the nichnas lo k'dei sheyocho v'yishte v'yoshen. Vafilu eser pomim b'yom mevorech al kol achas v'achas midi dehaviat tefillin. Etes is going against the Rashi later. Kol zman shen meinichon. Okay, so he says it's not exactly the same. It's the same in the sense that it's not one continuum. That it's not one continuum, but it's not exactly the same because in lulav you only do it once a day. But in Sukkah, every time you go out and come back, you're going to have to make another bracha. And even if he does it 10 times in the day, he's going to make another bracha. Okay, so what's Taisa's point? I mean, what is Taisa's point? I mean, what's the point of Taisa? It seems to be a very simple thing, of course. I mean, the Sukkah is broken up according to the Asiyah. And every time it's a new Asiyah. So a new Asiyah can happen 10 times in a day. But Lulav is one discrete unit of mitzvah.
Per day.
The way that it's, what makes the one day's Lulav separate from another is the nature of the unit itself. It's a different unit.
It's broken up by itself.
Broken up by itself, intrinsically a different unit. But Sukkah, the mitzvah is one continuum, and it's broken up according to your method of kiyum. I mean, it seems like it's commonplace. What is Taisus telling us? I mean, there's no other way to understand it. But now Taisus reveals why he's telling you this. Because he says, apparently Taisus is not so simple. He says, V'hainu taima de sukkah, and this is the reasoning of sukkah, de'imis rami le su'uda sa lo efsha le mechal chutz le sukkah. Afal pi shekvar ochol bo b'yom b'sukkah. What is they saying? What is they saying? Emis rami le sudasa. Why doesn't that just say that, like you said before? Because kol emes shenichnas is chayev b'mitzvah. The mitzvah is broken down according to his kinesa v'yitzio. So I mean, it's a simple thing. What is Tosfos adding over here when he says v'hainu time of the sukkah? Now I'll give you the real reason of sukkah. Why? The emes rami le suda. So in the negative, if he has a suda after his first suda, lo efshel lemechol chutz l'sukkah. It's not possible for him to eat this outside. Well, what does Tosfos have to say this for? What do you have to say? It's not possible. All Tosfos says is that every time he wants to eat a suda, he has to eat the suda in the sukkah. If he left, he has to go back. I mean, what's he saying? What's he adding? I mean, what's Tosfos adding over here? Very funny Tosfos. He's funny to begin with. It doesn't seem like it's necessary to say what he's saying. But now he's telling you what motivates him to say this. Okay? What motivates him to say this? He said, so what we said was, when you look at the Tosfos, what strikes you is that Tosfos gives a funny example. He says, "De imis rami le suda se lo efshe lemechol chutz l'sukkah." What does it mean? What does it mean, misrami le suda se? What does Tosfos mean by misrami le suda se? So what we explained is like this: that Tosfos means that over here, Tosfos is really asking a kind of a question. That since the mitzvah is kviyas pasukah, that's the nature of the mitzvah. So a kviyas pasukah should be based on a conscious kviyas, where the person sets up a suda and he makes up his mind he's going to eat in the sukkah, and he eats a suda willingly in the sukkah. He's kaveh himself in the sukkah through the suda. Okay, but if, since the mitzvah is kviyas l'kvor atzmo b'sukkah, so Tosfos argues like this. So you should say that once he had a major suda in the sukkah intentionally, so now he's kavor b'sukkah. So now if he happens to walk outside the sukkah and he encounters someone that offers him a suda, eating that suda shouldn't break the kviyas, because he's kavor b'sukkah already. If he intentionally went outside of the sukkah and decided to eat outside, then I'd understand that he's doing a counteractivity to the first activity. First activity was kaveh himself in the sukkah, and now he's being kaveh himself outside the sukkah. That's why Tosfos says, de'imis rami. Because Tosfos' point is that if you're going to say the mitzvah is l'kvo atzmo b'sukkah, so it's not logical to say that he should be able to break that kviyas by a happenstance. A happenstance shouldn't break the kviyas. He was kaveh himself in the sukkah, and he's kavor b'sukkah. It shouldn't be broken until he does something that's equal to the means of being kaveh himself, which means that he eats a suda in a place that's outside of the sukkah intentionally, and is being kaveh himself somewhere else. That makes sense to say they broke the kviyas. But if it's misrami le suda, sir, he just happened to come across a suda, it wasn't intentional. So over there, it doesn't make sense to say that he's breaking his kviyas. So Tosfos says, nevertheless, he says, lo efshel lemechol chutz l'sukkah, afal pi shekvar ochel bo bayom b'sukkah. And that's what Tosfos means. He still can't eat outside the sukkah, even though he ate bo bayom, he was kaveh himself in the sukkah. So you should say that he's kavur already in the sukkah, and eating outside the sukkah in this instance shouldn't be contrary to his kviyas. Still in all, Tosfos says, he can't do it. So of course, now you understand why Tosfos is saying this, but he leaves you hanging. Because the question is, what's really the solution to his problem? He just says, sorry, it's lo efshel lemechol chutz l'sukkah. But why? I mean, if the logic really is that the mitzvah is to be kaveh himself in the sukkah, and he ate a suda in the sukkah, and he was kaveh himself, now accidentally, coincidentally, he encounters a suda, it shouldn't cause a problem. Let him eat outside the sukkah, and then that's it. He has the mitzvah for the day. Why not? Okay? That's the question in Tosfos. That's where we left off yesterday. Okay? All right. No? Anybody want to? Tosfos gave the example of Misramile. So apparently Tosfos held Misramile is different than where you intentionally make a Suda. Now once you buy that idea that it's different, Tosfos can't just negate it and say, first I thought Misramile is a good Svara. Now Misramile doesn't break Kriyas. Now I'm telling you Misramile doesn't matter, it still breaks the Kriyas. I mean, you can't just give answer like that. Has to be based on a Svara. Tosfos is accepting the idea that Misramile does not break the Kriyas. So now we have to accept that premise. Now how do we answer the problem? You see what Tosfos is saying, let's just one step we could take. And this step we did yesterday. What Tosfos is saying is that if in fact it were the case that the mitzvah is kviyas pasuka, so then there would be a kiyum every time you were koveya. In other words, if you got up in the morning and you ate an elaborate suda in the sukkah, and the mitzvah is lekvoa atzma basukkah, there would be a kiyum that the gavra is kavua basukkah. Okay? Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is be koveya yourself, and I was koveya myself. So now I have a kiyum mitzvah. Okay. Tosfos says if that were the case, then it would be identical to Luluf. Because then it would break up into units. Okay, because every time I did it, I'd have a kiyum mitzvah, I'm finished, and now the next time that warrants another kviyas would be another mitzvah. Okay? That would be the nature intrinsically, then it would be just like Luluf. Because even though it says Basukas Teishu Shivas Yamin, but it would still be like Luluf. Why? Because Luluf intrinsically breaks up into discrete units. So this would also break up into discrete units because the nature of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is be koveya yourself. I was koveya myself. I have a kiyum. Now the Torah says engage in a new Maisa Kviyas Basukas. Next time, whenever the next time is, I don't know when. Maybe the next day, whatever. But if that were the case, then Tosfos says it will be identical to Luluf, even though, in theory, in terms of bracha, it will be identical. Because that the mitzvah itself, by its nature, would set off separate units. Okay? So Tosfos says, then it will be identical. But Tosfos says, don't think that's the case. It's not that way. Why not? That he doesn't say. He just says because so how do we understand mitzvah sukkah? And moreover, how do we understand? Let's say, for instance, a person was kaveh himself in the sukkah, and he ate his major meals in the sukkah, and then one meal he ate misrami lay outside the sukkah. Was he over or not? Was he over by sukkah stage for shiva or not? Or was he kaveh himself? I'll say in retrospect, he was kavur b'sukkah. And the fact that you're going to accept the svar of Misrami, which Tosfos does accept, so it comes out he didn't break his kriyas. So what did he do wrong?
Can you see maybe that you guys try to live in the sukkah, but it's only expressed itself under concern of part of his life, and that's places that the makom is a factor in his activity.
See, I think what Tosfos is saying is like this. There's a difference between the chovas ha-mitzvah, and there's an area of chovas ha-mitzvah, and then there's an area of kiyumim. Okay? Kiyumim. What Tosfos is saying is like this. That in the chovas ha-mitzvah, there is no chovas ha-mitzvah of lekvoa atzma basukah. That's not the chovas ha-mitzvah. If that were the chovas ha-mitzvah, so then when you kaveh yourself, that would be it. And misrami would not be a problem. You see, what Tosfos is saying is, the chovas ha-mitzvah is not in units of kviyas, but the chovas ha-mitzvah is in terms of maisei dira. Every maisei dira must be in the sukkah. The Torah didn't give you any... leeway to just create yourself as a kavur basukah. You see, the Torah was specific. All maisei dira must be basukah. Basukas teishu shivas yamin means teishu kain tadura means every maisei dira demands sukah. Okay, but at the same time, there's a kiyum of the gavra being kavua besukkah. But the idea of kviyas besukkah is a reality. Because you see, that's why the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, kelem anoyim besukkah, ketzad kelem anoyim besukkah. So the Gemara says, so there is a kiyum of kviyas besukkah. But the kviyas besukkah comes under the framework of kiyum. It's not under the framework of the tzuras achiyuv. You see, the tzuras achiyuv is in terms of maisa dira. Every single maisa dira must be done in the sukkah. But at the same time, there's a kiyum of the gavra being kavur basukkah. But that's not under the framework of chiyuv. If it were under the framework of chiyuv, so then the chiyuv would be kavei yourself in the sukkah, and there would be a kiyum of mitzvah the moment you kavei yourself, because that's it. And misrami wouldn't be a problem. You see. But now that the structure of the mitzvah is not that way, but the structure of the mitzvah is that every maisa dira has a mechuyif to do in the sukkah, so the structure of the chiyuv is in terms of maisa dira. You see. So the structure of the chiyuv is in terms of maisa dira. But at the same time, there's a kiyum of the gavra being kavua basukkah. Okay, the kiyum comes into play in with regard to certain areas. Like, for instance, when are you allowed to leave? So when your kiyum of kviyas is broken, when yardu gishamim, different shiurim in yardu gishamim, because it breaks the kviyas. So me'emas aymut lefanos, there is a kiyum of kviyas that exists alongside the chiyuv, but the kiyum is a different concept. It's not to be subsumed under the framework of chiyuv. The chiyuv is simply maisadira. Okay? So that's what Taisus is explaining. See, that's what Taisus is saying. So Taisus is saying that if the chiyuv were kviyas, so then if it's misrami le suda, he would be allowed to eat the suda outside the sukkah. But since that's not the case, because the chiyuv is not formulated in terms of kviyas, the chiyuv is formulated exclusively in terms of what? In terms of maisa dira. That every maisa dira requires sukkah. Okay? So then it will never, the unit will never break itself up. Do you follow? That's what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying that if it were formulated in terms of chiyuve kviyus, you see, basukkah, so then the units would automatically break up. It would be just like lulav. Because the moment you'd have a kviyus, that would be the end of that unit. Okay? You follow? But, and then misrami le'suda wouldn't be a problem. You see? So Taisus says, Taisus explaining that even though there's a concept of kviyas basukkah, and that concept is a true concept and exists in the framework of Hilchas Sukkah, but that's not the nature of the chiyuv. If that were the nature of the chiyuv, so then the mitzvah would break up in sukkah just like it breaks up in lulav, because you have a chovas kviyas and a kiyum kviyas, and misrami le'suda would be a problem. But since that's not the case, so it doesn't break up like lulav, because the chiyuv is simply maisei dira. That's the chiyuv basukkah. Every maisei dira requires sukkah. So that's, they never, then it's like tefillin. That as long as it's shivas hayomim, so every maisei dira demands sukkah. So there's never an end to it. It's one continuum. It's one continuum, you see. But at the same time, there's a kiyum of kviyas basukkah. So Taisvis really over here, it's an interesting thing, you have to come to this Taisvis to have the formulation of sukkah. That the formulation of sukkah is not that sukkah. Taisvis really shows you how to understand the chiyuv of mitzvahs yeshiva basukkah. That mitzvahs yeshiva basukkah has two frameworks. One framework is the framework of chiyuv. What is the chiyuv on mitzvah? The chiyuv on mitzvah is maisa dira. Every maisa dira demands sukkah. That's the chovas on mitzvah. But at the same time, there exists alongside the chiyuv mitzvah a kiyum of the gavra that he's kavua basukkah. But the kiyum of being kavua basukkah is not a part of the chovas mitzvah. It's not. It's a separate. It exists alongside the mitzvah, the chovas mitzvah. It's simultaneous with the chovas mitzvah. But it's not the essence of the chovas mitzvah. Because if it were, then it would break up just like lulav. That's what Taisus is saying. That's the Taisus. Very sharp Taisus. Okay.
Would you say that according to Taisus that a guy has a right on Sukkot to be holos to drapa, that was to go?
Yeah. Because there's no chiyuv.
So there's no chiyuv.
Yeah.
In other words, even though every single mice of dira. He's chayv to do it in a sukkah, but since he's told to drop out, those mice of dira, he doesn't have to worry about.
That's right. That's a p'tur. That's a p'tur. You have certain p'tur. That's a p'tur. There are certain exemptions. That's a p'tur. There's a certain p'tur. Those are conditions of p'tur. Okay.
Why would it break up like lulav? Why wouldn't it be one continuum of this for 7 days?
No, that's what Taisus is trying to tell you. That even though it's not separate, it's not days that, what Taisus did, the sharp point in Taisus is trying to tell you that in order to be like lulav, you don't have to have nights being mafsik. All you have to have is a unit of kiyum. And that's the point in Taisus. That you don't need nights. He's saying don't think, because that you don't need Taisus for. You can learn the Gemara. See, this says nights and there's one continuum. So what is Taisus talking about? But Taisus is telling you a very sharp point. What he's saying is, don't think that the difference between lulav and sukkah is because lulav has nights in between and you have a gap, and sukkah has no gap. So therefore you'll say, that's the difference. So that's very superficial learning. Because you could have the same phenomenon as units, even though there is no gap in the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is structured in a way that there's a chiyuv to be kovei yourself, and then there's a fulfillment of a kiyum of kviyas, so then it'll break up to units just as readily as if you had nights in between by lulav. There wouldn't be any difference, because you'll have units of kiyum. You see? Taisus is trying to tell you, don't think that you need a space. That's looking at it very superficially, because by lulav you have a space, and over here there's no space. There's one shivas yama. That's not going to make the difference. You have to think into it deeper. The difference is because there's units of kiyum in lulav, and the break sets up units of kiyum. But you can have a shiva sayamim arrangement, and you can have a break because you have a unit of kiyum every time. Because when I'm kaveh myself in the sukkah, now I have a unit of kiyum. And now if I eat outside the sukkah, because it's misrami leisuda, so it doesn't matter. So then the next unit is going to be the next time that I'm chayef to be kaveh myself. The next day, whatever, I don't know when it would be. But when my kiyum wears out. But what Taisus is saying is that would be just as much a separate unit of kiyum as lulav, which has an interval in between. You don't need an interval. That's what he's telling you. You don't need an interval to make it separate units. It's the nature of the structure that would make it into a separate unit. So Taisus is saying, don't think over here, by sukkah, it couldn't be separate units, even though there's no interval. You don't need an interval. If it were, in fact, the tzuras mitzvah were, be kovei yourself in the sukkah, and the moment I eat a intentionally elaborate tzura in the sukkah, so I'm kovei myself, so now I have a kiyum, and now if I could eat another tzura haphazardly outside the sukkah, there's no problem, then it would be a separate unit. Just as much as lulav. But they said, but that's not the way the halacha is structured. How is the halacha structured? It doesn't tell you. But the halacha is structured in a way that the chovas mitzvah is maisei dira. So therefore, kol shivas hayamim, every maisei dira must be relegated to sukkah. So that's why there's no interval. That's why there's no interval. It's just like tefillin, that you have to meniach b'chol yom, every minute you have to meniach. Over here also, every maisei dira you have to do in the sukkah. So therefore, So therefore, I mean, Taisva says, so that's why it's analogous to tefillin. Not because intrinsically there's no break. Intrinsically no break is no problem. I could have no break and I could still show you that they're separate units, depending on how you frame the mitzvah. If you frame the mitzvah in a way, there's no interval, but they're still separate units. That's what Taisva is telling you. But it's not framed that way. There is a kiyum kvius. The gavra is a kiyum kvius. But the chiyuv is not likvoa atzmo basukkah. Because Taisva says, if that were the case, then if you just look at it superficially, and we do, say, then what's the mitzvah? Likvoa atzmo basukkah. If you say that, Taisva says, then misrami le suda should be mutter. If you think about it logically, misrami le suda should be mutter. And that's what Taisva is saying, that you have to redefine your idea of what the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah is. And the mitzvah is that the ma'aser dira is relegated to, every ma'aser dira is relegated to sukkah. Okay? That's Taisus. Now the question is, let's take a shot at Rashi. What do you say about Rashi? I mean, can we, at this point, that we gain some knowledge from Taisus, can we now approach Rashi? What is Rashi Shita? Every day. Yeah. So you see, Rashi is also trying to say a similar thing. He says, even though it's Kechad Yom Aricha, okay, so what does Rashi hold? What's bothering Rashi? Let him take a look. Wait a minute. Okay. Hello? Is it working?
Okay.
Yes. It works. I don't know. Did anyone make a cheshbon, a study of... But anyways. So the thing is like this. I just want to make sure that we have a clear idea of what we were saying yesterday. In Taisvis. What Taisvis' discovery is. What's Taisvis' idea? Taisvis' idea is that it's not like an ordinary case where you have the chovas ha-mitzvah and the kiyum for that chovah. You don't have a chovas kvius and a kiyum kvius, because then it would break up into units, just as sure as if you had an interval. That's the whole thesis. Okay? So Taisva says, but what you have is a chovas maisa dira, which exists in its own plane, separate from anything else, and you have another plane where you have a kiyum kvius basukka, which is unrelated to any kind of chova. It's just a phenomenon of a kiyum kvius. So you'll ask me, where does the kiyum kvius, how is it realized? It's realized in different ways. It's realized, for instance, in terms of bringing your kalim into the sukkah. Is there a kiyum to bring my kalim into the sukkah? Yes, because there is a kiyum, there is a phenomenon, a halachic phenomenon of a gavra kavua basukkah. But that halachic phenomenon of a gavra kavua basukkah is simply a halachic phenomenon. It's a halachic reality that's not tied to a chovas a mitzvah. It's not a result of the chova. It just exists by itself. It exists in its own right. Okay? And it comes to expression in various places. Okay? For instance, if a person has to get up in the middle of the night, it's Yodug Shomer, and he goes to sleep, and then it stops raining. So is the chova now resumed the moment that it stops raining? The answer is no. Because since it's measured in units of kvius, so the units of kvius determine the come into play in determining when the chova of dira comes into action, is activated. You see, it does. In other words, it does have halachic ramifications and effects, and it does enter into and qualify the chovas ha-mitzvah, but it exists in its own right, essentially. That's what Taisvis is saying. It exists in its own right, essentially. But it does come into play. It comes into play in certain areas, but that's not because it's intrinsically tied to the thing. You understand? It's just because that's the way the halacha is. That since you broke the kvius, and there's a phenomenon of kvius, so there's no chiyuv to do the ma'aser dira again until the unit of shinah is complete. You're not mechuyev in the middle to have somebody wake you up to go back into the sukkah. Okay? So it does, it measures, it comes into play in ramifications, it comes into play in terms of how you exist in the sukkah. Is there a kiyum of bringing your kelim into the sukkah? So there is a kiyum of kvius, which is a separate phenomenon that exists not because of a kiyum of the chovas hamitzvah. Okay, it could modify chovas hamitzvah. It has different properties, but its existence is not engendered by the chovas hamitzvah. Its existence is engendered by itself, independently. See, that's basically what Teisvus is saying. That's the Teisvus. It's a new kind of an arrangement, new kind of a phenomenon. Okay? You see, that's what Teisvus is saying. Because if it were not, if the institution of Kviyas Besukkah was simply, as in ordinary cases, a result of a Chovas HaMitzvah of being Kaveh Yosef in the Sukkah, then it would break up into units. Because the moment I'm kaveya myself, now I walked outside of my sukkah, I had an elaborate meal in the sukkah, I walked outside, I met somebody, he says, come on, I have breakfast. So that wouldn't break the kvias. That's Teisvus argument. Why should that break the kvias? It was a happenstance. I didn't intend it that way. I wasn't kaveya myself there. So what if I ate outside the sukkah? Why should that break the kvias? That's Teisvus argument. Very solid argument. Like I said, is it... Teisvus's question is just a question that most people, if it weren't for Teisvus, somebody would ask it, they just push it away. Say, that doesn't matter. That's the way halacha works. That's it. Teisvus wasn't satisfied with that kind of answer. Teisvus apparently held that it has to make sense, 100%. So if it has to make sense, he says, this doesn't make sense. He didn't break his kvias. It's a Teisvus question is a very, it shows you Teisvus's clear thinking and originality and unwillingness to just accept anything. And that's Teisvus' argument. So Teisvus deduces from that the formula, which is, namely, that there is such a thing as an institution of Kviyas Besukkah, but that's a separate institution. It's not generated by the Chovas HaMitzvah. The Chovas HaMitzvah is Maisa Dira Besukkah, and that's Kol Shivas HaYamim, and alongside that there exists independently a Kiyum of the Gavra of Kviyas Besukkah. But you see, you have to use the word Kiyum. You have to know what you mean by the word Kiyum. It doesn't mean a Kiyum HaMitzvah. It means an existing reality of a fulfillment of being Kavua Basukkah. There is such a conceptual entity. Okay, even though it's not a result of a Chovas HaMitzvah, it's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's just a Kiyum in abstract that the Gavra has, a phenomenon of being Kavua Basukkah. But the phenomenon of being Kavua Basukkah is unrelated to the Chovas HaMitzvah, which is Maisa Dira. That's what Teisvus is saying. Where does it come into play? It does express itself in modifying the Chovas HaMitzvah. That's not a contradiction. That's the way the Torah Shabbat dictated. That sometimes it mitigates, it comes into play, but that's not because it's generated by the institution of Chovas HaMitzvah. That's just because that's the way the halachic system works. The halachic system says that in this case, your Chovas HaMitzvah is not to get up in the middle of your sleep, but since you had a matir, you had a matir of mitztayer to leave the sukkah, the matir extends for the unit of kvius. That's the way the kvius comes into play. Comes into play a modification of peturim. It has its own existence and works in its own system. But it's not because, as you would think intuitively, that that's an indication that it's generated by a Chovas HaMitzvah. That's not the case. It's independent, but it throws off certain effects into the realm of Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's not a Tati D'Sasri. That's conceptually not a problem. Because you could have a halachic phenomenon that's existing alongside another halachic phenomenon, and it can affect it. Doesn't mean that because it affects it, it was generated by it. You understand what I mean? That's a different concept completely. Okay, so that's what Teisvus is saying. All right? Aaron, yes. In other words, logically, it does not have to be that if A affects B, that A was caused by B. Doesn't have to be that way. You can have A exist inherently, and B exists inherently, and because of the fact that A is a halachic existing institution, it can modify, it can ramify B. But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily the reason why it's expressed in B is because it was caused by B. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's not a necessary logic to say that if it affects it, it had to be caused by it. That's not true. Could be. I mean, the most direct method is where it's caused by it. You tell me that this is the Mechayev, and therefore, naturally, if this doesn't exist, if the Mechayev is Kvius, there's no Kvius for us. But it doesn't have to be that way. And that's what Tosfos is saying, that in this case, it's not so. That they exist apart as separate halachic phenomena, apart, but they do interact under certain conditions. There is an interaction, and one does affect the other. But not because they're causally related in terms of existence. They're not causally related. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's the Tosfos. Tosfos really opens up and clarifies the concept, like I said, that everybody assumes that they know Kvias Pasukah, but Tosfos pointed out that we have a vague notion of it, but we didn't really analyze it logically. And Tosfos really uncovers what the correct idea, how these ideas work. What is Kvias Pasukah and what is Chov HaSukah? And Chov HaSukah and Kvias Pasukah are not identical. Chov HaSukah has its own elements, and Kvias Pasukah is a separate phenomenon. Do they interact? Yes, but not because they're causally, not because they're causally related. They're not related causally. They just interact because that's the nature of the halacha. The Tarsh Baal Peh said, "You putter, how long you putter?" So then it made use of the institution of Kvias. So that's a legitimate process. Okay, that's what Tosfos says basically. That's the Tosfos. Okay. Yes. In other words, like this, that you had a Tosfos know that this is so. The way Tosfos knew that it's so is because of Misrami. Because if the Chova was like, if the Kiyam Kvias was a Kiyam of the Chovas Kvias, like in ordinary terms, so then basically Misrami wouldn't be a problem. That's one. Yeah, because no, yeah, I'm still Kavua. I'm Kavua. Tosfos says it's not possible to be honest and to say my chovah is a chovah's kvias, and I just ate an elaborate meal, and now because I met somebody in the street and I went to his house and had a bite, I mean, just to be sociable, that I broke my kvias. Yeah. Doesn't make sense, Tosfos says. So therefore, Tosfos rejects that concept that the kiyum kvias and chovah's kvias are identical, and he says you must say that the chovah's a mitzvah is simply in terms of them, every ma'isadir is machayev. So now what do we do with the Kiyam Kvias? How come the Kiyam Kvias will potter you, for instance, if you're sleeping and it rains? You go into your bed, you're not mechuyav to have somebody wake you up when it stops raining. You can sleep the whole night. Why? Because it's measured, the p'tur of mitztayer is measured in units of Kvias. But the fact that the p'tur of mitztayer is measured in units of Kvias is not because of the chovah of Maisa Dira. That's a separate institution when you have a p'tur. The chova is separate. You have, in other words, the way you put it is good. Now you get in the middle of the night, let's say it stops raining, so and you're still basically in your bed, you're involved in shriva, so then you'd be in a conflict because the chova sador would say, now go do a ma'isadir in the sukkah. But the p'tur of mitztayer says, know that since you had a p'tur for a unit, or by eating also, you convey yourself in the house, and then it stops raining. So you're not mechuyev in the middle of your meal to go out back into the sukkah. Why? The answer is because at that moment you have a conflict. The chovas mitzvah is telling you, go back. But the p'tur of mitztayer is saying, no, your p'tur mitztayer extends now throughout your kvias. And that's not a contradiction. It's not because the p'tur is the same thing as the chiyuv of Ma'aseh Dira. They're two different things, and they exist apart. The kfiyas, the institution of kfiyas exists apart from the chovas dor, chovas Ma'aseh Dira. But it still can express itself in terms of the pturim and qualify and tell you how the Pturim work. That's not a Tarta de Sasra. So it's not like you think intuitively in an ordinary case. But yet that's the way the system works with regard to Sukkah. That's the way the system works with regard to Sukkah. That's Taisvus. That's right. That's right. It's not the constant tsar.
You're not looking for
a constant p'tur every moment. The p'tur is measured in terms of the other. Now the p'tur comes along and makes recourse to the other institution, the institution of kviyas, and says, no, the p'tur is going to be based on the institution of kviyas. There's an institution of chova, there's an institution of kviyas. The p'tur has a right to make use of either institution. So the p'tur makes use of the institution of kviyas. So the p'tur therefore will extend for the unit of kriyas. That's what they used to say. Okay? All right. And now let's attempt to understand Rashi. Because Rashi says that what? Rashi says that every day is what? Is mechayev and a bracha. Every day. Why? Why every day? Right? Why every day? So, I think you have to ask a more basic question when you see this Rashi. What's the more basic question you have to ask? I mean, the question that occurs to you, kind of like unknowingly almost, when you read the Rashi, in the back of your mind, when you read that Rashi, so there's a thought that goes through your mind, that the Rashi says, what's the real question when you read that Rashi? I mean, Rashi knows how to express himself. But what should Rashi have said? I mean, if you were Rashi, how would you write this? You wouldn't write it like this, right? I mean, you'd write it plain and simple, like Taisa says. All you'd say is that you want to show there's an analogy between Choletz Tefillin and between Sukkah. So what's the analogy? You'd say just like when a person takes off his Tefillin, okay, so he's Mufka from the Mitzvah Tefillin, and now he puts it back on, so he's Chayav and a Bracha. So too, when a person leaves the Sukkah, so now he's not involved in Mitzvah Sukkah anymore. Now he comes back, he's just like a Meniach Tefillin. Choletz is equal to leaving the Sukkah, and Meniach is equal to going back into the Sukkah. That's what the Rashi should have said. Simple, plain language. I mean, what's clear from Rashi is he's not saying that. That's why I said, if it weren't for the Ritva, I would have just left Rashi alone. And I would have said, I don't know what he's doing. What he's talking about? I know he's doing it. But the Ritva does say that there is a Shita Sirshan that holds as to B'chol Yom. So therefore, once I saw that in the Ritva, you could see that that's definitely what Rashi's saying. So Rashi is saying that that's not the analogy. We don't say that when he leaves the Sukkah, that's like Choletz Tefillin. Comes back to the Sukkah, that's like Meniach Tefillin. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi says that analogy is no good. But there's another analogy. What's the other analogy? The other analogy is Mevorach le'bechol yom du'dum yudecholetz u'meniach. So what's this new analogy? What's this new analogy? What was that b'chol yom? But the really logically, what we should ask first is, what's wrong with the old analogy? In other words, why didn't Rashi say the other way, the obvious way, that choletz equals yotzei min ha-sukkah? And when he goes into the sukkah, nichnas ha-sukkah equals meniach. That's what Rashi should have said. Why didn't he say it that way? So what's the answer? What? Say it again. Tefillin is Mitzki Lelos. I've not done Lelos. Talking about in the day. We're in the day. We're not in the Lelos. So why didn't Rashi say that? That's the question we have to answer. Why did Rashi not say that? So what's the answer, Abasa? What would you suggest? I mean, what's the answer? Why didn't Rashi say that? Like Taisvus says it, basically. Right? Koma kolzman d'pana kolei mishenichnas. And that's just like Tefillin. Nididava Tefillin. Exactly. Taisvus says exactly what Taisvus says. And Taisvus, no doubt, is trying to mafkiya das Rashi here. But Rashi didn't want to say that. Why didn't Rashi say that? That's the question. What's the answer? What could we suggest as to the answer? What is that? Yes. Who's that? Yeah. And over here? But I think now with Tosfos we're in a good position, because Tosfos already has expressed the idea and at least focused our attention on the concept of Chovas HaMaisa, which is Maisa Dira, and upon an existing Kiyum of Kviyas Basuka that exists in its own right. What Rashi could hold, I mean, we're just suggesting this, that Rashi holds his way, is that it's not Doma to Choletz Tefillin when he's Yotzei Min HaSukkah. Because by Choletz Tefillin, he removes himself completely from the mitzvah. The fact that it's a Yom doesn't mean anything. He's unrelated. But by Sukkah, since there's a Kiyum Kviyas in the Sukkah, so when he's Yotzei Min HaSukkah, the Kiyum Kviyas is not broken. And it exists separately. So Rashi would hold that's you can't equate leaving the sukkah to taking off the tefillin. Because by taking off the tefillin, you've removed yourself completely from the mitzvah. Masha Eina came, since in sukkah, as Tosfos pointed out, there's a kiyum of kviyas basukkah, which exists separately as a separate entity, but the gavra nevertheless has such a kiyum. So the fact that he leaves the sukkah is just means he's undoing himself, he's removing himself from the chovas maisa hamitzvah. But he's not removing himself from the existing kiyum of kviyos basukkah, okay? Unless he does a kiyum kviyah somewhere else. But that's not the case, that's an avarya. We're talking about a regular person. Regular person where we want to say over here that mitzvah sukkah is kol shiva, he's not speaking about an avarian, a person that intentionally created a kviyas in his house. That's not what he's talking about. He's saying every time you go back, even though you didn't do any avera, you're still going to be chayv in a bracha. So Rashi maintains, what Rashi holds is that you can't compare this to tefillin. Because over here, the Torah set up a separate institution of a kviyas basukkah, which exists in its own right, alongside the chovas hamitzvah, but nevertheless in its own right, as a separate phenomenon. And since that's the case, so he may remove himself from the chovas hamitzvah, but he can't remove himself from the mitzvah, because he still is a kavua basukkah. So why should he be chayiv in another bracha? So why should he be chayiv in another bracha? That's a Rashi, right? There's no comparison between tefillin and between sukkah. Okay? There's no comparison. It's ain't a doma. So that's what Rashi answers. So Rashi maintains that the only way that you could say that you're chayiv in a separate bracha every day on sukkah is if you interpret the basukas teishru shivas yamin, that every day is a separate unit of kviyas. Every day is a separate unit of kviyas. So over here, the day is not merely functioning to measure the extent, to be used as a vehicle of measurement in terms of how long the kviyas is, but the day is an active component of the maisa mitzvah. The unit of Yom is an active component of the Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore, that's what Rashi's saying. So therefore, Rashi says, the only way to interpret that in Sukkah, that you have to be Mavarech Kol Shiva, is if you say that every day is a separate unit of Tvias. Just like every day is a separate, similar to the fact that every day is a separate unit of Lima Torah. Because each day is a unit of life. Torah defined each day a unit of life. And then Him Chayin of Archimenu, so every day is a separate unit of life, every day is a separate Machayev. Okay? So that's the that's Rashi's interpretation. Oh, so Rashi says it's just like tefillin. You see, that's what Rashi's saying. He says, see, that Rashi and Tosfos are both in the same wavelength in one regard. That they, what they say, what Tosfos points out, like we mentioned yesterday, is don't think superficially here that the interval is the cause. That's just an apparent. An apparent difference, but that's a very superficial view. That's an easy way to say there's a space. It's not simply there's a space. You have to analyze what the role of the space is. So Rashi and Tosfos are both on the same wavelength with regard to that. That you don't need an interval to create a separate unit. What you need is even though it's contiguous. But nevertheless, if it's separate, okay, it still is defined as a separate unit. That's what Rashi's saying. So Rashi says, "Afal gavdalo mifsiki lelos miyamin," even though there's no interval of separation. "Ukechad yom arichohu," it's one long day. It's contiguous, in other words. "Mevorchen olah b'chol yom," dumi dechol etzum meniach, because it's just like chol etzum meniach. Because even though by Chol Etzum Meniach there is an interval in terms of Asiyah, because he's removed himself totally from the mitzvah, okay, and now he's coming back. But according to Rashi, there never is a break, because according to the Rashi, since he's Kavua B'Sukkah, the Gavra is always Kavua B'Sukkah, and there is no break. And even if he leaves the Sukkah, Rashi maintains, that would not be a reason to be Mechayev him in a Bracha, because he's still Kavur B'Sukkah, like Tosfos says, that phenomenon always exists. And that phenomenon exists throughout the entire Shivas HaYamim. But nevertheless, if you maintain that each day is a separate unit of Tvius, so that each day is Machayev and a Bracha on the mitzvah of on the mitzvah of B'Sukkah Teshuva. That's what Rashi says. Okay? Tosfos. It's a major difference in Rashi and Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, the bracha is on what? On the Chovas Maisa HaMitzvah. On the Chovas Maisa HaMitzvah. According to Rashi, it's on the Kvias. It's on the Kiyum Kvias. Because every day is a separate Kvias, a separate unit of Kvias. So the units of Kvias are Machayev in the Bracha. So it's not on the Maisador. It's not on the because the Maisador, according to Rashi, would not be Machayev. Because you were never Mafsik in terms of Sukkah. Even though you're not involved in the Maisadira, but the Kiyum of Kvias for Sukkah still relates you to the whole institution, and therefore there's no break. But Rashi maintains that the bracha is not on the Maisa HaMitzvah of Dor, but the bracha is on the units of Kvias. And since the units of Kvias are separate entities, they're discrete elements, each day is another unit of Kvias, so each day is Machayev and a bracha. That's what Rashi maintains. Each day is Machayev and a bracha. What? Your pashtus, it should be according to Rashi at night time. Because every day, they are Yom HaLachach HaLayla, so therefore it should be every day. Every day should be Chayev another bracha, another unit of Kvias. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is the bracha on? Is the bracha on the Chovas Maisa Mitzvah, or is it on the existing Kiyum of Kvias? Okay? Alright. What Rashi maintains is that the bracha is on the Kvias. So the question is, why should the bracha be on the Kvias and not on the Chovas HaMitzvah? But that would be Rashi Lishitasa. Because why does Rashi maintain that if the person leaves the Sukkah, he still hasn't left the Mitzvah? Because there's an existing reality of Kvias B'Sukkah. Okay? So Rashi maintains that all the Chovas HaMitzvos exist in a substratum of a Kvias B'Sukkah. So if you stop the Chovas HaMitzvah, like you walk out, but the substratum of being Kavur B'Sukkah still remains. So what Rashi maintains is that in this case, the bracha is not on the specific Maisa mitzvah, it's on the whole unit. And and that which contains the whole unit is the Kviyas Pesukah. So the real mitzvah in Bitzurasa is a you have Maasei HaMitzvah, and these Maasei HaMitzvah exist in a kind of a substratum of a Kviyas Pesukah. So Rashi holds in this case, the bracha is niskan on the major entity that contains all the Maasei HaMitzvah. That's what Rashi holds over here. It's a little different. It's different than ordinary. Whereas Taisus maintains, no. That is just like every other case, where the bracha is on the Maasei HaMitzvah. But of course Taisus holds, that's why Taisus maintains, it doesn't matter if he left the mitzvah that he has a keem. Kviyas Pesukah, but that's nothing to do with the bracha. I mean, as far as he's concerned, it's just like he took off the tone. That's the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Yes?
What does Rashi mean?
In other words, Rashi says, Yom Aricha, Rashi means, it doesn't mean every day there's a moment when there's no sukkah. And now you start over again like the first day. It's seamless, but nevertheless, there's a kiyum every day of kviyas. Every day is a kiyum kviyas. Every day is a kiyum kviyas. But there's no break. It's not like there's a break at some imaginary point of time where the sukkah is over here, and then it begins again. It means there's a new kiyum kviyas, but it's still one seamless entity of Shiva Sayana. Okay? No, that's right. Danny's right. If you have, for instance, one kviyas suda, so one kviyas suda, let's say have one suda that goes through Bein HaShmashas. So you're not going to say half of the suda was in one kiyum, and half of the suda is in the next day. That's not the case. Because then it would mean that if you're the Geshamim and you went inside, then but you make another bracha. Yeah, make another bracha. Because there is a kiyum of kviyas. Every day is a kiyum of kviyas. But that's the mitzvah Shiva Sayyamin. The mitzvah in totality is to create seven, every day you should create another kiyum. It's a shir in the kiyum of kviyas. But it has one totality. It's not like it's every day exists as a separate phenomenon. It's not like 7 days out of the year, as if one day's in Tishrei, another day's in Kislev. I mean, it means that you have to, there is a summation. Every day becomes part of a sum total. But still, every day is a separate unit. Okay? It's a separate kiyum. It's a separate kiyum. But these seven kiyumim are all a dominion in a continuous fashion. That's what Rashi said. They're all dominion in a continuous fashion. Yes? Let me make it clear. Okay, what we're saying here is that Taisus and Rashi basically agree. They basically agree in the principle that there are two systems here. One is Chovas Maisei Dira, and one is Kviyas Pesukah. These are two separate systems. But what Rashi maintains is that you can't be chayav in another bracha when you cease to do the Maisa Mitzvah, because the Gavra hasn't removed himself from the Mitzvah. So therefore, you're not chayav in it. It's not like Chol Etz Tefillin, where you removed yourself. So it's not a new, so there's no break. So there's no new Maisa Mitzvah. But not because all the Maisa Mitzvah are unified, but because the Gavra is not removed because of the nature of the other phenomenon of Kviyas Pesukah, the Gavra is not removed. So therefore, there's no new need for a bracha. Okay? But what happens every day? Every day, Rashi holds, is a new kiyum of Kviyas Pesukah. So if it's a new unit of Kviyas, the bracha will go on that unit of Kviyas. On the unit of Kviyas. On the kiyum of the unit of Kviyas. But the unit of Kviyas is not, even the Rashi says, even though it's Yom Aricha, that they're continuous, but nevertheless, they're not, they're discrete in the sense that they're a separate kiyumim, but they're not unrelated, because it creates a full entity of Shiva Sayyamin. So therefore, if a person's eating a meal during Bein HaShmashas, you don't say half of his meal is in this kviyas and half of his meal in the other kviyas, because that would mean it's completely apart. That would mean that there's no relationship between these two. But, right. That's correct. That's correct. They're separate units of kviyas. Separate kiyumim of kviyas. Okay, that's the way Rashi means. Okay. Now, let me make this clear. Rashi doesn't maintain that his kviyas is broken, because then it would mean that there are separate, that one day can be in Tishrei, next day can be in the Cheshvan, next day can be in Kislev. That's not true, because they're all a minyan as a Shiva Sayamim entity. And that's why if he has one Suda and it goes over 2 days, it's still one kviyas, because it's all the same thing. But there still is a kiyam of a Shiva Sayamim. And the kiyam of the Shiva Sayamim, Rashi holds, is Machayev and Bracha. Because there is a kiyam of a Shiva Sayamim, but the Shiva Sayamim are not separate elements that have no relationship to each other. They're all a lemminyan of a Shiva Sayamim. So therefore, if a person has one kviyas over 2 days, it's still one kviyas. This is one that has the same nature.
Same kviyas.
But it's two kiyumim. But it doesn't break up his kviyas into two different kviyas. That would mean that each day has nothing to do with the other day. And that's not true, because it's all a minyan of a Shiva Sayamim. But that doesn't stop, that doesn't prevent you from saying every day is another kiyum of kviyas pasukah. Okay? Because you have to create the kviyas through the Shiva Sayamim. So every day is a new element of a kiyum kviyas. Okay? Because those are the units. Because that's the way the unit is measured. You follow? Okay? I mean, that is clear. Rashi's going out of his way to make sure you don't think what Tosfos is saying. Because had he meant that, he would have expressed himself completely differently. He would have said, just like Chaletz. You see, clearly that Rashi is directing you here to a different system. That's Rashi's system. I mean, on the surface, Maxime listens, what's Machlekes, whether it's one bracha for the whole Sukkah, or whether it's according to Rashi, it comes out much smoother, according to Rashi. Why, how can you have one bracha for the whole Sukkah? And when he left and he came back, but according to Rashi, is very good, because he never left. He's still mitzvah to the mitzvah. He's still involved in the mitzvah. Still also in the mitzvah, because he's also mitzvah by being kavua there. Okay, mitzvah, but he's still kavua. Okay, he's still good. But the thing is, but according to Rashi, you could simply say, is it one continuum in the yamim? The role of the yamim are just to measure the interval, the full time, or the yamim are kiyumim. That's the way you can simplify.
Is it seven?
Are the yamim just a shear, or the yamim, every yom is another kiyum of being kavur basukah, another day? And the yom, you need a yom, an entity of yom, to create a kviyas. Kviyas are created by yamim. Or do we say no, the yamim are just used as a vehicle of measurement? Just telling you what the extent is. The extent is Shiva Sayam. Okay? In other words, what we're saying, just to go back over the, what we're saying is that Rashi, the deacon Rashi says Sukkah Shiva Lavrach. So why didn't Rashi mention the beginning of the Sugya when it says Lulav? Right? So the answer is because Rashi also Sugya is self-explanatory, because the Gemara explains this. Mivsiki Yom Melelos and Sukkah's not Mivsiki Yom Melelos. But then when Rashi says Rabbi Amar Bechon Sukkah Shiva, that's when it. So before this, Rashi doesn't have the same thing, so the Gemara explains it. But now you have Rabbi Yochanan comes and says Sukkah Shiva, so Rashi says Levracha, what he means is seven brachas. That's what he means. He doesn't mean Sukkah Shiva for every time you leave and come back. He means Sukkah Shiva Levracha means seven brachas, like he explains later. That's why he says Levracha over here. Okay? But it's true, Rashi says later Lulav Levracha, and he says Levracha also Shiva, but over there, if you look at the Sugya, it's a little different. Because the Gemara says, Amar Vira Mashmo, Mitzvah Lulav called Shiva. So there you might interpret it simply a question of whether you do it called Shiva or not. So that's what Rashi has to say, Shiva Levracha over there. Over there's a reason why he has to say it. You see? It's justified. But over here, there was no justification for him to wait till Sukkah, unless he has a different meaning. Okay. The Gemara does mention that there is a mandama that holds that every time you mamashmesh b'tfillin, you make a bracha. Okay? Not simply when you choletz u'meniach, but even mamashmesh, okay, b'tfillin, you have to make a new bracha. It's an interesting sheet of the Gemara. So why is that? What kind of a bracha? I'd like to understand what kind of a bracha is that? What kind of a bracha is that? The Gemara says, "Amar Mazut Chazinu Leilu Rav Papi, the Kol Amos, the Manach Tfilim of Arach, Rabban the Bar of Ashi, calling this the mashmishi b'humavarche. The mashmishi b'humavarche. So Teish says mitzvah l'mashmish by him. Shelo yasiach daito. It's an interesting thing. The barakama the yumi afinim mitzitz and matzitz shein bo ala askara achas. And then Teish says v'lo esparish mayu mavarech. Im mavarech and lishma aschukov k'mosh mavarech and basad masalkin tfilaso. O lo aniach k'mosh mavarech and mishas anocha k'diz bakom as rabba. Doch are munochin v'omdin. Umistavra the mavarech and lishma aschukov k'mosh mavarech and lishma basad masalkin tfilaso k'diz perek basinin. Okay, so Teish and brachas, right? Teish and brachas. So, what is the suffix in Taisus? I mean, what's the interesting Taisus? I mean, Taisus apparently was puzzled by this mandama that you mavorech on tefillin every time you're mamashmesh in tefillin, because you chayev to be mamashmesh kol shah, right? Chayev lamashmesh man. Shelo yasiach daita man. It's an interesting thing. What? I mean, that's what Taisus is bothered with. If you're going to say, what kind of a bracha? That doesn't say kind of bracha. Every time it's supposed to make a l'aniach tefillin, every time it's a mashmish. So that would imply, so Taisus says, but that's a problem. Why? Because Harei Menach involved in. What does it make l'aniach? What does it make l'aniach? So Taisus says that the bracha is lishma chukov. Yeah, where does he get that from? Because I believe the Yerushalmi, it says you make a bracha when you take off your tefillin, lishma chukov. Why? Because it's a Taisus and brachas. Because the mitzvah of tefillin is not simply to do an act like netilas lulav, but the mitzvah is that the gavra has to be mitzvah of the tefillin. The tefillin is a kiyum and the guy have to be. It's a different state. It's a different state. So therefore, really, when Lila comes around, you should also demand that state. But the halacha says, not now, you're not entitled to that state. So what? You're in a state of privation from the tefillin. So that's why when you take them off, it's not like netilas lulav. You'd never have two brachas by netilas lulav to pick up the lulav and put down the lulav. So the thing is, over here, it's not like an ordinary mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is that you should always be in a state of mu'utar b'tefillin. So by Lila, however, you go into a different state where you're deprived from the tone. So you make a bracha lishma chukov, because it's a state. It's a state of the real state is when the person is wearing tone. Okay. So where the person is wearing tone. So therefore, a teisvus, but teisvus has a problem because how could you? Taisus wants to know, is it the bracha l'aniach? L'aniach doesn't make any sense. Because they are menachem omdin. So how can you make a bracha l'aniach? So Taisus says, yes? I mean, if the person was Messiah das, if the person was Messiah das from tefillin, I mean, then it's a... Then I mean, what would it help him if it's menachem omdin? I mean, if he's Messiah das from tefillin, he's a... He has no right to be wearing tefillin altogether. I mean, he definitely has to make another bracha. Has to make another bracha. What kind of a mitzvah is this? Mitzvah l'mashmesh bohem, shelo yasiach daita. I mean, let's understand the nature of that mitzvah. I mean, why the thing should be, you know, let me see it does. That's it. What's l'mashmesh? What? It's not a mitzvah l'mashmesh. I mean, the mitzvah, you know, let me see it does. Yes. The Ram says Chayev Adon Masha. Yeah, Taisus agrees. Taisus the same thing. Where's the Ram? Yeah, what? Read the Ram. Where are we? Go ahead. Kavacham Mitzitz.
Yeah.
Same like Taisus. Same like Taisus. So the Ram is where Perik Dalach Yidal. So the Ram says Kalachom Mitzitz. What's the Lashon Ram? Because it says because the Kedusha Hashem, the Shemos. Yes, that's good. From the Rambam you have an approach. Now, from the Rambam, the Rambam really gives an explanation, because that's really a problem. What do you mean, chayav l'mashmesh bohen shelo yisir daito? So don't be misir das. That should be the mitzvah. It's also l'sir das. What's the chayav l'mashmesh? So the Rambam says, because kedushasan, what's lashon? Kedushasan chamur mikedushas atzitz? What's lashon? What's lashon ram? Shekedushasan? Go. Kedushasan gedola mikedushas atzitz. So what the Rambam is saying is that shekedushasan gedol mishatzitz, so shatzitz ain ba l'shem echod ve'elu yesh po an echod ve'esrim shem shel havaya b'shel rosh u'kamosim shel yad. Okay, so what is the Rambam saying? So the Rambam saying that tefillin is Toface a separate Shem Kedushas Havaya. That's what he's saying. It's not just Parshius, but there's a separate Shem. Kedushas Hashem is Nitfas and Tefillin, and every Shem is a new Hosafas Kedusha. That there's a special institution of Kedushas Hashem. Even though there's a Mitzvah Tefillin and Ksivas Parshius, just like any Parsha, that's the Tzuras HaMitzvah. But in those parshiyos, there is a special kedushas shem havaya in the mitzvah. So the kedushas hashem is mechayev in mishmash. So it doesn't mean that you have to be memashmesh because you are mesiach das. You're not allowed to be mesiach das, and that's it. And if a person says mesiach das and mashmesh won't help. But what the Rambam means is that the Kedushas Hashem demands a vigilance. Kedushas Hashem is a different machayev. It's a machayev of vigilance. So there's a separate machayev of mishmush and tefillin because of the Kedushas Hashem. That's what the Rambam said. Apart from this, there's the Tzuras HaMitzvah, and there's the Din Parshios Kemitzvasa in terms of creating a Chefza Shel Tefillin and Mitzvah Tefillin. But then in addition, there's a Kedusha Hashem Avayan Tefillin. And the Kedusha Hashem is Mechayev in a separate care of the Tefillin. That you have to take special care because of the Yiras Hashem. So the Shem Avaya demands Yirah, and therefore there's a separate chiyuv of mishmash. That's what the Rambam is saying. So, yeah, it's covered Hashem. It's covered Hashem. It's liyiras Hashem anichbar hazeh said Hashem alakecha. So it's a separate chiyuv. That's what the Rambam is. Shekedushasim gedolim v'shatzitz. So in tefillin, there's a separate. The shemos and the tefillin aren't just a part of the parsha, but they're not just a part. In other words, the shemos and the tefillin are not just a component of the parsha, which is a component of the entity of tefillin and nothing more. That's true, they are. But besides that, they stand out as a separate entity of the kedusha shem avaya, and the kedusha shem avaya demands the yiras hashem anich barazeh. So therefore, the person has to be mamashmesh betfilov. And he can't trust himself. He can't trust himself that he's not going to be Mesiach Das. That's what. And I don't think Tesis disagrees with that. And Tesis holds the same thing, because he had the same problem in Tesis. What if just not the Mesiach Das? He said, don't Mesiach Das. So apparently, it's a separate kiyum. So therefore, Tesis says that yes. Okay. So therefore, Taisva says that the bracha, yeah, if the tefillin apostles, then there's no kedusha shemos. It's only tefillin that are kosher. But yeah, so therefore, what Taisva is saying, it wouldn't be lohaniach. I mean, Taisva's conclusion makes sense, because it wouldn't be lohaniach tefillin because there is menachem v'omdin. But what Taisus is saying is, it's a separate kiyum of Kedushas Tefillin in the Gavra. It's a separate kiyum of Kedushas Tefillin in the Gavra. That the Kedushas Hashem is a kiyum in the Gavra of the a separate kiyum. So Taisus is saying, therefore, the appropriate bracha is Lishma Chukov, because the Lishma Chukov is tied to the kiyum in the Gavra. That's why when you take off tefillin, so you say Lishma Chukov. Because of the fact now the Gavra is deprived from the Kiyum. So similarly, in the additional Kiyum of the Kedushas Hashem is also Machayev in the Bracha of Lishma Chukov. Because the Bracha of Lishma Chukov is not on the Maisa Hanachas tefillin, but it's on the Kiyum in the Gavra of the tefillin. That's the Lishma Chukov. So that's why even when he removes the tefillin, it still makes the bracha lishma chukov, because it's a reflection of the kiyum of the gavra and the tefillin that now he's being deprived from the institution, from the kedushas tefillin. He's being deprived from